This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl, you've got an update on President Duterte, also known as the Trump of the Philippines, except
yes,
much worse. This man has admitted to having committed murder in the past, and now he's admitting it again,
yes,
saying that he believes there should be a new policy, I guess, where corrupt officials are thrown from a helicopter in the Philippines.
Further, and says he's done it before.
Yeah, further claiming that he himself has done it. So we'll get to that story coming up here in moments. Also, by the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Jay.
And Daryl.
So coming up right now, though, we've actually got Mark, the co-host of Free Talk Live, who has been enjoying the weather down in Florida for the past few weeks at this point. I hear we've got some snow coming in here. Mark, how's everything down your way?
Well, I'm sure there's a giant blizzard coming that's going to drop 12 inches of snow here in Sarasota, Florida. But up to this point, I've been wearing shorts. And actually, the worst thing about it is the mosquitoes. Frankly, there's just been a bunch of them.
Well, that does tend to be Florida for you. The story coming out of where you are, you're in the Sarasota, Florida area. That's the West Coast where we're both originally from. I wanted to have you come on to comment on what I consider to be a pretty great headline in the Sarasota Herald Tribune, which somebody actually pointed out to me last night. Anti-barbecue nanny staters invade Main Street. This is a commentary piece. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a commentary piece, and you can tell by the guy's terminology that it's at least it's somewhat on board with what we have to say here. But it's Lee Williams, the staff writer there at one of the staff writers there at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. And if you want to find him on Facebook, it's facebook.com/thegunwriter, I believe is what his.
It makes me wonder if he's listened to Free Talk Live up there, because I mean, for a newspaper to print a headline like that is pretty fantastic, to use the word nanny stater in a headline. Let me just give the listeners the story here, and we'll get your comment. He writes, well, chalk one up for the anti-freedom automatons at Florida's Division of Hotels and Restaurants. They sure know how to keep us safe, especially from those radical, unlicensed barbecue sellers. Now we can all sleep peacefully in our beds at night, knowing we won't be tempted by fork-tender brisket or delicious pulled pork served with a tangy mustard-based sauce and terrific sides. An era has abruptly ended. Here's the horrible tale of woe. I mean, this sounds like it could be on the Free Keen blog.
I love
it. Sure.
even
better.
Newtown. Now, Newtown is not the the best part of town, at least from my recollection. This is generally.
But it's new.
Well, it's not even that new at this point. It's pretty old. Newtown's been around for, what, a few decades now?
Yeah, I think that we can. Newtown guru Joe West serves up barbecue, and I think we can probably guess from his address, besides the picture, that Joe happens to be African American, right? Where, you know, that's the idea. And he'd been selling barbecue on MLK Jr. Way there for a long time.
3 years.
Yep. Well, that was 3 years ago that the Herald Tribune invited him to sell his barbecue at their Main Street location every other Tuesday.
Oh, and okay.
He would bring his smoker in, and you'd buy the food directly off the smoker. And that's where the crux of all this comes in, is that apparently Florida or Sarasota or wherever has some kind of rule that you can't actually move the food from the smoker to the customer's hands. It must go into a steam hot plate first.
What? Yeah, so things changed Tuesday. Joe became an overnight sensation for his barbecue and for his low prices. Enter Nicholas Nick Boatwright, an inspector slash statist with the aforementioned division of hotels and restaurants. Young Nick has been with the agency for all of 6 months. He was cruising by our shop Tuesday morning when he noticed Joe's illegal smoker. Most likely he caught a whiff of the smoking brisket, and then he pounced like a duck on a June bug. Inspector Nick issued Joe what amounts to a written warning for a host of violations.
Now, I wonder if Mr. Boatwright got hungry when he smelled the tasty, tasty brisket and walked over and said, I would like to order some of your tasty, tasty brisket. Wait a second. You didn't put that in a steamer pot before you put it on my plate. That's a violation.
Well, apparently there were several violations. Permit issues, he said Joe needed running water. Most worrisome, he said smokers weren't legal. Evidently, there's some kind of communist-inspired overregulation that says you can't serve meat from a smoker to a plate. It has to go to the steam table first, which defeats the whole purpose of the damn smoker, according to the author here at the Herald Tribune. To be clear, I'd eat Joe's barbecue if it was served on the back of a dead dog wrapped in rusty razor wire and garnished with a live grenade.
That must be some really good brisket.
He says, it's that good. I'll take my chances. The state need not intervene for me. I'll be okay. The thing that gets me most is that this is Florida, not New Jersey, or even worse, California. Florida is supposed to be a free state, he says, Mark. Where's this guy been?
Well, I think that, I mean, you know, that he has a notion. He makes a good case for it. He says he can buy a machine gun, screw a silencer into the barrel, and shoot wild hogs in my backyard all day long if I so choose, assuming that I have a big enough backyard and a steady stream of hogs. So, I mean, you can't do that in every state. I think what the gun guy here, the gun writer, facebook.com/thegunwriter, is believing is that the gun rights define whether a state is free or not.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you can have a gun in Florida compared to some other states. But, you know, it makes me wonder if this guy's a newbie. I mean, has he been around for a while?
That there was some organization a couple of years ago that picked four of, like, the 50-some-odd criteria that the Freedom in the 50 States people use.
Mm-hmm.
And of the four categories that they had selected, Florida
was number one.
The free state.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Unless you feed homeless people or do jury nullification.
Or smoke pot.
Or sell brisket directly from the barbecuer.
Well, you know, I think Florida has a good argument when it comes to, say, taxes or something. Because there's so many tourists that come down, they're able to hike up their hotels and meals tax and get most of their revenue there. Florida has a 6 or 6.5% sales tax, and property taxes tend to be very low with a homestead exemption, and it has no income tax. So it's attractive in that way. When it comes to business regulation, Florida tends to be in the better half of the United States, so they're attracting a lot of businesses down to Florida. And obviously, air conditioning is less costly than heaters, and there's a few things that they've got.
Well, this guy must be new. I mean, you got to be new to Florida to think that it is some sort of free place. I mean, ultimately, he says it's not New Jersey. It might as well be. There's a bunch of retirees that come there from Jersey and New York, for instance.
The other state. Yeah, we've got the in Sarasota. We basically got the Midwesterners, but they get the East Coasters on the other side.
Yeah, so there's plenty of people who believe in the state. They believe in regulations. And, you know, it is. I love that this guy's taken the attitude that he is, and he does say that he's going to be following up on this issue. So this is basically pretty breaking news for Sarasota there. The story was published yesterday. And so I don't know if you've heard anything else since you've been down there, Mark.
No, I've poked around a little bit about it, but this isn't really a news story. This is a commentary. And
this is news. I mean, the fact that this guy has been targeted by the state for these violations is absolutely news. The story, in this case, is a commentary piece. But it would be interesting for maybe you to go out and investigate the quality of the barbecue and, you know, talk to the guy.
Where am I going to find him? I suppose I
apparently on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Martin Luther King Way.
I think it's Boulevard.
It says Way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Way.
If this is the same barbecuer that I'm familiar with that was serving on Martin Luther King Way at his church, or a church.
I remember that. I remember that. When I think of good barbecue, I think of when I got barbecue at that church that you're talking about.
When I think of good barbecue, I generally think of the hood as well.
Yeah.
Right. We had good barbecue at the Bitcoin meeting last week.
Well, stand by here. And it was actually, we could pay with it with Bitcoin as well. So maybe you can get them on board with Bitcoin, too, while you're at it, Mark. You got to get some activism in down there. Hang on. If you got more comments, we'll bring it back here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free right here Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, does anybody really think that we need to have the government to inspect somebody's barbecue shack? Look, if you're worried about it, then go ahead. Have someone inspect it for you. But ultimately, I don't care. I've never really cared to inspect the facilities of the people who have been cooking barbecue on the side of the road. Does it taste good? Okay, that's all I care about.
Right, and here's a sort of parallel that winds up getting a lot of people to actually think about things. Is it okay for me to invite my friends over to eat burgers in my backyard?
Yes, everyone would say yes.
Is it okay for me to invite my friends over to eat burgers in my backyard if they give me a dollar?
Well, I would say yes, but the law would say you are now subject to regulation.
What's the difference?
Money is changing hands.
What if I invite my friends over and say, bring me beer, and I will give you burgers?
That would be a felony charge, I think, if they would actually give you beer for something. A possible felony charge in some places.
Right, but most people would be like, oh, that's okay. You're having a potluck. Yeah. People are bringing stuff. So that's okay as well.
So trading value.
As soon as there's, you know, that paper currency comes into play, all of a sudden we need the government to get involved. But if it's just, you know, barbecue and beer and chips trading, then that's okay.
Now, I sold burgers at Pork Fest a couple years ago.
That's right. You just pulled up the truck to the campfire and started cooking.
Just started cooking at night. No good light. I'm using the flashlight on my phone to try to look at burgers. And then I'm like, a couple people are like, hey, can you make that kind of rare? And I said, you know, I'd rather not. Is that all right? I go, because I really can't be sure if I cook a rare burger, like if it's undercooked.
Because it's too dark.
Because it's just too dark. And everybody that asked me for a rare burger, I had this conversation with them. And they like, okay, that's fine. Just cook it however you're cooking it then, man. And
cool.
Because, you know, especially being in, you know, at like Pork Fest, and I'm cooking some stuff. You know, I want to be extra careful not to, you know, become one of these guys that screws something up or something.
Sure, right.
And I don't want to make anyone sick anyways. Now, I cook burgers all the time. I did a lot of festivals this past 2 years, Colorado and Jackalope, and cooked all kinds of stuff. In daylight, it's fine. You know, you could do a rare burger, cut it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're not going to stay in business very long if you start making people sick.
Right, and I don't want to make anyone sick, but, I did kind of disappoint a couple people a little bit. They really wanted a rare burger, and I was like, I don't want to do that for you.
Sorry, they didn't have anywhere else to go.
So right.
You were the only one cooking.
And they didn't care, and they were fine with it.
Yeah. So Mark, you know, I was saying maybe you should go and try to find this guy. I was just digging around to see if there was any other news stories about him, and this is it. The Herald Tribune is the only one that has a story. For those just tuning in, a barbecue guy with a smoker was cooking in Sarasota, Florida just recently, and he'd been doing it for years in the Newtown area, but had, moved at the invitation of the Herald Tribune to cook over by their building, and that's when the city bureaucrat zoned in on him and issued him several notices of violation, threatening him with fines if he didn't cease and desist. And so, you know, it would be interesting to see how this story develops. Presumably he's not going to be set up in that same location, you know, today or tomorrow. But, you know, maybe you could reach out and see if you can, I don't know, offer some sort of assistance.
Well, I can't imagine what I would do precisely, but other than offer to have him call in to Free Talk Live. I mean, that's what anybody really can do if they're
That'd
having
be awesome.
Difficulty with the state is call in and, you know, tell your story. I don't know if it solves problems, but it certainly informs people about them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So did you tell me there was something else crazy going on down there that you'd caught wind of?
Yeah, there's a situation where they're stopping homeless people from being able to be fed by a local charity.
Again? Now, where is this one happening? Because this was going down when I left Sarasota. It was a place where you and I used to live before we moved to New Hampshire. And right when we were leaving at the end of 2006, the libertarian group down there was facing this issue where the city hall was essentially restricting the ability to feed the homeless in public parks. Is this happening in a public park or elsewhere?
It's in an area that's not zoned for this, so that's what they're using as the scheme, essentially.
How do you get zoned for feeding homeless people? Is that an actual zone?
Well, it only needs to be if they're actually going to let you feed homeless people. The chances are good they're not. So, you know, that's the... If they break the rules for one person, you know, they're going to have mm-hmm. to feed everybody.
So what are they doing to these people? Threatening them? Are they continuing to feed? Like, you know, down in Orlando, Food Not Bombs a few years ago kept on feeding the homeless even after they were being arrested. They kept finding new volunteers who would be willing to come out and put their freedom on the line for this project. Is anything like that happening, or have they just shut down in fear of the government?
It looks like they had been shut down before, and then they were going through the political process and attempting to deal with it. You know, a quick Google search is not bringing this story that I saw up, but you know, it's I can't speak to it because all I can do is talk about it from memory.
A couple weeks ago on Facebook, there was an article I had read that. That guy, he's some kind of war veteran. He's like 80-some-odd years old. He wears, like, you know, the USS whatever trucker cap and all the pins on it. And he's been arrested, I think, 9 times or something. And every time he just goes right back out. And I believe it's Miami. And he's made a lot of headlines, that guy. And he just keeps going back out and setting up his stuff and feeding homeless people.
Yeah, I remember that story. Fort Lauderdale Beach or something like that. Hey, Mark, thanks for the Suncoast update. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username. You sound pretty much as good as Mark there, like, if you're on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Adam is in Kearney, Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via the podcast. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I've been listening to you guys for about a year now. And it seems like you're always talking about cannabis. With all the tyrannies going on, like what you were just talking about with the barbecue pit, why is it always a focus on cannabis when our rights are just being shredded away?
Well, I don't think we always talk about cannabis. I wouldn't say we talk about it much more than any other subject. So I don't know what to say to that. Daryl, I mean, do you feel like we talk about cannabis more than anything else here?
I think if we do, and I'm not saying necessarily that we do, but if we do, it's probably because there's more news about legalization of cannabis, taxing and regulating of cannabis. There's not any legislation pending that I'm aware of to allow, you know, heroin to be sold over the counter. I wish there was, because that would go a long way towards solving the heroin problem that exists in this country.
But we
tend to talk about things that are, you know, in the news that people are talking about.
I would say that we talk more about cannabis and other drugs and the war on drugs far more than any other talk radio show, likely. So if you're comparing Free Talk Live to any other talk show, then sure, I could see why you would say that, because the war on drugs and the war on your personal freedoms and the war on barbecue now, apparently, is something that's pretty important to me. The personal freedom of being able to do what you want with your own body. But hang on, Adam, if you want to continue your thoughts, you're welcome to do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you don't like what we're talking about, just call in and bring up what you do want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Now, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Gerald, you got a package today from Amazon.
I did.
That you bought via SaveItPurse.com, and you saved how much?
I did Purse Instant on that,
and 5%?
Saved 5%.
So you were in a rush.
Yes.
All right. Now, one of the things I've never actually used Purse Instant. I've done 60-plus purchases at SaveItPurse.com, but I've never done the instant thing, so I don't know what the experience is like. I'm used to choosing like 10, 15, 20% of a discount on the products that I want to get at Amazon, because usually I'm willing to wait. It's very rare that I'm in a hurry to get anything via mail order, because, right, if it's something I need quickly, I'll just go down to Walmart or whatever. I've never done it. So what's the process like? Is it different than the normal Save It Purse where you put stuff
in? It is different.
Normally you put something in a wish list on Amazon. You import that at SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com, and then you then select the discount that you want on it. It goes up into a marketplace where people then decide they want to buy it. They then go and purchase it. It comes to your door. You say you've received it. And then Bitcoin, your Bitcoin, is then released to the person who bought the item for you. So they're basically paying for your Bitcoin at a much higher rate than the typical Bitcoin.
The only difference is the way that you place the order. So the latter portion, to where when the item shows up to you, you confirm delivery, and then the Bitcoin leaves escrow, that's the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference when you do Purse Instant is you can take the Amazon ID number of the thing. I think, you know, they call it the ASIN.
The individual product code.
Right. So you'll take the product code and then put that in the search bar. Or you could search for the item if you don't know exactly what you want.
I see.
But you have some kind of clue of, you know, purple lederhosen, search for that, and then it'll come up and click add to cart. And then whatever you want to purchase on that thing, you fill up your cart and then click instant.
5%.
And 5% off.
Okay. And you got some goblets. You got some wine glasses, basically.
Yeah. Unbreakable. Technically, they are wine acrylics.
Right.
Because they are not made of glass.
They're not quite as fancy. Not quite as fancy, but
they look fancy.
Yeah.
They look like crystal,
right.
But they're supposed to be unbreakable.
All right. That's always been my problem with wine glasses.
And it was a set of four, so...
Yeah. Be good for camping.
Now, didn't there used to be a minimum with saveitpurse.com?
$10. $10 U.S. dollar
equivalent. This was more than that?
Just about. Just barely.
Wow. All right.
Which is part of why I went ahead and did the instant. That way I knew instead of, oh, I'm asking for too much of a discount, now it's $9.94.
So if you got Bitcoin and you want to save big time at Amazon, go check out saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Adam. He's in Nebraska. And Adam, you were concerned here if my phone system is working. Oh, you know what? We actually had an internet outage here, so hopefully we'll be able to bring Adam. Is Adam with us, by the way? Okay, we'll see if we can get him on here in just a moment.
Yeah, and somebody just sent me a message. It popped up that said the FTL video stream apparently went down.
Yep. Well, apparently Time Warner Cable had completely died on us there, so we'll hopefully be able to get Adam on with us here in just a moment. If you want to join us, the toll-free number should be working just fine. 855-450-FREE is our number, and I think we have Adam with us now. Are you with us, Adam?
I'm here.
Okay, great. We got you back. So you were saying you how long have you been listening to Free Talk Live?
Oh, about a year or so.
Okay, and you feel like there's just a disproportionately large number of news stories or discussions that we have here on Free Talk Live that are about cannabis. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. It just seems like every show I listen every day.
Yeah, that's definitely not the case. We are definitely not talking about cannabis every show. Probably not even once a week on average, would be my guess.
But we can. I was in Colorado for 2 years, and it was great for cannabis culture out there.
And to be fair, Daryl, you did have a cannabis-related story tonight, but it seems like the previous one to this was the raids on, at least that I can recall, were the raids that happened like 2 weeks ago on the cannabis culture stores up in Montreal. So that's the last one I recollect. That doesn't mean there wasn't one in between tonight and then.
Okay, yeah, I'm always a day behind because I do the podcast. But, yeah, it just seems like that. And when, you know, rights are being, like, my property taxes here in Nebraska are unbelievable. They always steal it every 6 months.
I got a lot of ammo for property taxes.
Well, yeah, you're talking to a guy, Jay Noon, here in the studio, actually went to bat on property taxes, ultimately lost his property over the stand that he took. So you want to talk about people that care about property taxes, you've found the right place.
And I haven't come up with it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, it's just unreal. And it's like every time you turn around, you know, with like Obamacare, just because I'm breathing, I have to have a income tax or a buy a product and all that kind of thing. It just seems like it's more and more and more.
So I'm working on putting together some show prep here for a show a couple weeks in the future on pretty detailed property tax stuff. But since I got you on the line here and it's something you care about, I wanted to bring this up anyways because we were talking about Florida. So Florida is actually pretty good when it comes to property tax.
It's like a fourth of what I had paid in New Hampshire, I paid in Florida.
Well, not only that. So Florida's actual constitution has some very specific exemptions for property
tax.
That's
true. Homestead exemption.
And there's a guy, he calls himself Steve Emerson. That's not his name. But if you were to Google the Bo and Rocco Show property taxes or Bo and Rocco Show Steve Emerson, there's two shows that they did. I think the newest one's about 2 years old. And this guy, Steve, gets into the property tax. He explains all the laws and the codes, and he gives the specifics sites for Florida. So this is a guy I've been working with a little bit the past couple years. Actually, I haven't talked to him about 6 months on this thing because I'm going to do a property tax project here in actually Grafton. I got a piece of land picked out. I got a deal done with it. We're either going to do, the guy kind of wants to do a silver exchange. I have a lot of friends that want to make it a Bitcoin exchange, and we'll just give him silver for his Bitcoin afterwards. So I don't know exactly how, but we're not going to do it in Federal Reserve notes. We're going to do it in something, Bitcoin or silver. He wants to do it in silver. Anyways.
Either way is fine.
Yeah. So the New Hampshire exemptions definitely aren't as good as the Florida exemptions, but the Florida, the way to...
Well, there is legislation filed to create homestead exemptions in New Hampshire.
Well, that'd be nice.
Well, literally, even beyond the homestead... From what I understand, the Florida thing is if you have a business on the first floor and you live on the second floor, or it's like a farm or a sawmill or something, and you live there, you get like 20% or whatever off your taxes because you actually live there.
I think it's just because you live somewhere, you can get a homestead exemption. I did have a house down in Florida.
Okay. I don't understand it real clear. This is a little foggy.
So basically anyone can get this.
As basically long as anyone it's can get it. Primary residence. So you can't claim homestead on your rental properties or on your beach
house. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to live there.
You have to live there, not just someone has to live there.
Exactly.
But in Florida, literally it states that if it is your if it's your home, it gives an exemption. There's no tax to be put on where you live.
But they still tax you.
Well, they do, but you can actually, this guy, Steve Emerson, explains this really good, and he's the only guy I know of that actually has had properties removed off the tax rolls. He did it for his mother, he did it for his house, and he did it for a couple other friends in Orlando.
And this is the approach you're going to try up here?
Well, this is a part of the approach I'm going to try up here, but he goes just by the Florida code and the Florida Constitution, and he lays it out really nice. He's good at it. In fact, my grandmother's got a place in Lantana, and I plan on doing it, having her do it with her place, and he's going to help me out with this.
So we're going to talk about that as you move forward in this, because you're just kind of just starting to do the research on this, looking at buying the property. You're in the beginning stages of this version of this. So stay tuned, Adam. You're going to hear more about property taxes here on Free Talk Live probably than you would any other show out there as well. But, you know, if you think about it, the reason why we talk about things like violations of business regulations or cannabis or whatever is because those things are in the news. And it's very rare that anybody is in the news for not paying property taxes. Although we did talk about Dick Marple, who's a state representative here, who is also in arrears on property taxes, and they've already taken his house on paper. They're just waiting to evict him out of it. So we talk about it, but unfortunately most people aren't willing to buck the system in any sort of way, so they never actually make the news, so it never really becomes a topic for the most part. So stay tuned. Thanks for the call, Adam. We're coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got Bitcoin, we want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax. You can get it for free over at JAXX.io. It's cross-platform, which is something that most Bitcoin wallets don't offer. Jax cross-platform means you can go and access your Bitcoins on your smartphone. You can install Jax for Windows, Macintosh, Linux. It's even got a browser plugin for Firefox and Chrome. So whatever operating system you're running, you can have access to your same Bitcoin right there. Or you can change it up. You can use different wallets if you want to, different Jax wallets on those each of your devices, but it makes more sense to have the same access to the same Bitcoin if that's what you want to do. You can do that with Jax. Plus, they have other cryptocurrencies that you can store with Jax, including Ether, as well as Dash. Although, if you're on the Apple platform or the Macintosh platform, I don't think that you can. Or no, maybe it's iOS. It was iOS where you can't do Dash. But if you've got the Android or Windows or Mac app, you can do that. There's also several others. In fact, I've heard Monero is coming soon to Jax. I don't think it's happened quite yet, but that is, I believe, on deck. So they continue to upgrade Jax. It continues to get better and better. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, by the way. He's the creator of CryptoKit. And he's integrated Shapeshift.io. So it's right there in the Jax wallet. If you want to change from your Bitcoin into some other form of cryptocurrency, you can do that right from within Jax. So go to Jax.io and get your copy of Jax. JAXX.io is also super easy to back up your wallet, which means if your phone falls in a lake or something like that, you don't have to worry because you'll be able to get your Bitcoin back. So it's super easy and it's free. So go and check it out. Jax.io, JAXX.io. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
To the phones, your calls and thoughts. It's Skype where Ian is on the line in China. Go ahead, Ian.
It's been a long time, guys. I hope you're all doing well.
We are.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listening to you is getting more and more difficult out here. Sinonet is growing and they just choked off all the GCN programs.
Oh, no. What is Sinonet?
Sinonet is China's new internet to replace the corrupt capitalist bourgeois net of the world.
And so does that mean it's more censored than the old Chinese censored internet?
So significantly, they're just simply eliminating websites from IP addresses that originate abroad. If your website's from out of the U.S., chop!
Could a VPN help you get around some of that?
Well, unfortunately, they have a new ruling. If you are running a VPN, you are considered seditious or traitorous, and they will kill you. They will kill you.
They'll kill you?
Wow.
If you're running it, if you're a customer, they just fine the hell out of you.
Oh, I see. If you're operating the VPN. Okay.
They are closing VPNs at a pretty good rate.
So,
can you run a VPN from outside the country? Is that something possible?
Or can you connect to a VPN from outside of the country?
Right. What typically happens is with VPN, I get supposedly a secure line to, let's say, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then from New York, I'm surfing vicariously. And I pay a monthly fee for the right to be a member of this VPN. And there's still a couple out there, but statements made by our glorious leader have led me to decide not to subscribe to such a thing.
Could I subscribe for you, and then you just hook up to it?
I wish you could.
How are you listening to the show? I mean, if they're blocking, they're obviously not blocking all websites from the United States, are they?
Their goal is, now it's published, by July of 2018, we will be an internet unto ourselves, and only those few selected foreign IPs will be permitted.
Wow. So very much like North Korea, essentially, where you know you can access a few North, if you can even get to the internet in North Korea, you can access a few North Korean websites provided by the government.
I believe there are 27.
That's not all of them are up at any given time, but yes, that's the maximum.
With the exception that China has over 800 million internet users.
This sounds like an great opportunity for an internet black market in China.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. I mean, how you would pull that off, and it must be possible, but, you know, usually there's lines, these backhauls or whatever that run.
Safe?
Well, by trade, I'm a nurse, not a techno geek.
You could definitely, okay, so what MadeSafe, Daryl, deserves some explanation, so do you want to...
Right, MadeSafe is something that's been in the works for a long time and is, I believe, fairly close to actually being rolled out, and it's a decentralized internet. So they're taking on or taking from a lot of the work that Satoshi Nakamoto did with Bitcoin and implementing the decentralized internet aspect onto something akin to a blockchain, as I understand it. I could be understanding their thing totally wrong, but it's something to where there's not going to be centralized servers. Everybody that is running the MadeSafe client will be hosting parts of the internet. So it's a totally decentralized internet.
Meaning that you would have websites being hosted from your computer that you don't even know are on the computer. If you are part of this network.
That's scary. That's scary. Yep.
Well, scary for the state.
Scary for the state because there's not central servers that they could take down, and nobody can say necessarily what is on your laptop because it's going to be encrypted bits on your laptop.
It's easier for China to censor, too, because America has thousands upon thousands of servers. China has three.
What? Three servers for
in America.
What?
America, there are little internet companies and servers on computers under kids' beds. Little companies that
provide
internet.
I don't believe that China has three internet servers. That is unbelievable.
China has three national. China trunks. That's the term they're using. They trunk all internet traffic. And it goes through what we all call the Great Firewall of China.
I see what you're saying there. Okay, that's different from a server. A server is a computer in a rack that responds to requests. All of those servers connect through those trunks so they can get out of China, which is the challenge.
Basically, three DNS routers.
You could look at it that way. That may not be the exact correct technical term. But yeah, these backbones or whatever, these are the big, you know, pipes, if you will, that carry the internet around the country, which is the challenge of something like MadeSafe or a mesh network being people being able to connect to one another, say, via Wi-Fi and create a different network besides the regular internet. That's something that you could do in China to where people in China could share information with one another without the government's oversight. But on the other hand, it's connecting to the outside world that would be the tricky part. So you would have, you know, you could connect people within China, no problem. But if you have to go through those trunks that he was talking about that the Chinese government controls, they're going to strip away all the freedom of speech right there. And so the question is, could the black market internet connect to the actual internet in China? And if so,
yes.
How?
So Ernie,
satellite?
So Ernie Hancock. Ernie Hancock's been talking about this a lot, this MadeSafe stuff, and he's had some really great guests on. And they're talking about these little transmitters you can set up on the top of large buildings or on mountaintops.
Mm-hmm.
And they transmit like 60 miles a line of sight. And they're actually FCC approved because they're such a low, like, you don't need licenses for them.
Yeah.
And so you could connect cities with this and do all kinds of things. And they were talking about satellite links for like remote islands or even setting up on your boat or whatever that are just real simple and easy to use, I guess. I don't understand a lot about it, but there is a preppers thing I'm going to go to here in New Hampshire. I can't remember the date, but they're going to talk about like this off-the-grid internet that we could use, people could use between like 40 and 50 miles of each other and bounce off satellites and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be options. They would be limited as far as how you could actually get out to the full rest of the world's internet. Ian, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, my primary reason for calling, I sent you a link. The Chinese people have a love affair, believe it or not, with Americans. The people, not the government,
mm-hmm.
loves Americans. They are everything Chinese guys want to be. And here's an article that came up on Chinese media, I've linked it to you already, saying that the Obama administration has officially yanked Second Amendment rights from all SSI and Social Security recipients by labeling them as, and I quote, mental defectives, end quote.
I'll have to take a look at that later. Thank you, Ian, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you're an internet guru, what's the answer? If the people in China want to get access to uncensored internet, now, what's the best way to do that? Presumably, the Chinese government could detect the fact that you're connecting to VPN servers and block those connections. So what's the best solution? 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss the special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.